We're back, James Strong, living the good life, with Antonio Greco and Trinka, the producer, director, and star of The Year After Infection, the movie about the zombie apocalypse. We're talking about filming in Washington. You filmed in the Union area as well, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And was this primarily in a wooded area, or was it on a location where...
For the areas that we shot, we actually shot a lot of stuff on the Burbas River.
Okay.
And you know, the Burbas was wonderful because, I mean, literally, you know, there was a bend every quarter mile or half mile. So, I mean, we didn't have to move very far. We can get a lot of different backgrounds for the shots. But we shot at a lot of the access points through Sinclair, Sullivan, Union, and... I don't know exactly where the bridge that we filmed at was, but that was off the Merrimack. So we were all over the place in that area.
When you film in these locations, do you need to get permits?
The way that it works, if it's a Missouri State Park, you can shoot without a permit. But it's always a good idea to let them know that you're going to be there. So if there's any issues and a ranger gets called in for whatever reason, that they know who you are and they know what you're there doing.
Are national parks the same way?
National parks do require a permit.
That's kind of what I thought. The reason I asked that question is one day we were at Joshua Tree National Park, number three son and mine and I, and we were wandering through the park and we stumbled upon a group of people filming a porn movie.
Oh.
And my son says, "Daddy, what's that?" I said, "Son, that's what you call a porn film. Let's just go down the road here." So, not that The Year After Infection has anything to do with that.
Nothing like that at all.
That's why I had to ask the state park versus the national park.
So, oh my goodness.
No, the Missouri Film Commission, they really, you know, like projects like this, homegrown projects that are being shot in the area. So, I mean, they have this great website that was had a ton of information out there for filmmakers. And, you know, I think because of some budgetary issues, I think the Missouri Film Commission actually was closed down. But fortunately, they were there for us when we were.
Well, that's cool. So they open the parks to you and let you do your thing, and they don't charge you for it to encourage you to film your film.
Exactly.
In Missouri.
Exactly. So, and I mean, honestly, I mean, it's some of the most, you know, beautiful, you know, just scenic backdrops. I mean, it was everything that I ever wanted to be. And, you know, the cast for Summer, which was the segment that we were shooting on the Burbas, they had this whole, why are you dragging us out in the middle of nowhere? What is all this about? And I just remember the first morning that we were shooting and, you know, everybody was up and it was like 4 a.m. and we're driving and driving and driving and constantly getting this, are we there yet? Are we there yet? And Nicole actually says, when we get there, this head so better be worth the drive.
Nicole is one of your other actresses.
Nicole's one of the other actresses. Okay. And we arrive there and we park in the parking area and we're pulling everything down to the river's edge. And we get to the river and she stops and she looks and she sighs and she goes, okay, it was worth it. So
never doubt the director. Right, Trinka?
Sure, yeah. Absolutely. I want to get hired again.
Well, now, I'm sure that you probably – let's talk a little bit about money. I mean, on my Saturday show, I have a saying that says, if you want to know why anything happens, why anyone does anything, just follow the money trail. Filming a motion picture can't be cheap, and while I don't know you very well, your last name is not Rockefeller. Where did the money come from?
Well, I have a – web design and internet marketing company.
You're welcome to plug that if you like.
Vertice Web Creations. I've been doing that since 2000, and I'm kind of at that age now to where I'm well established. I have some really great clients, and the film was self-financed, and it's because of the success of that company. But, you know, after, you know, doing 60 and 80-hour weeks to make that company a success, it was time to actually spend some of that money. So
So you actually set a little money aside and used that to help realize your dream.
Exactly.
Outstanding. Exactly. Good for you. Now, you have a large cast. How many total?
21 named characters.
Okay.
We have Trinka, who plays Anna in Spring, and then there's also Joe Hammerstone, Dennis Dashley, Chris Johnson, who played Thomas Harold and Richard, and then we have Sam
Dick
Davis.
And Harry.
Yes, Tom, Dick, and Harry.
He didn't want to come up with more names, so he just named those characters Tom, Dick, and Harry.
And then we have Roy, who is played by Stan Davis. And then for Summer, this may take a few minutes. For Summer, we have James Eason, Nicole Fisher, Ben Bovee, Melanie Thorne, Elise Bertani, Benton Guinness, Derek Krebs, and Colby Raines. And then we had Eric Warrington, Rhonda Usack, Tim Lance for the fall segment. And fortunately, when we got to winter, it was just Julian Thomas and Clark Pearson. So, but part of the film is that I wanted to explore different kinds of relationships.
Absolutely.
And group dynamics. So, you know, Anna's character is isolated. Through, you know, off by herself, and
except
then
from my zombie movie.
Yes, and that's part of, you know, the character moments with that is that literally she's trying to keep from going crazy, and the only company that she's had for a year is a dead person who happens to follow her around.
Because I'm the closest food source. So.
Okay, so but she's in this
hangs out.
Barbed wire enclosure, so he can't get to her. But she's, you know, walking along and chatting with him. The whole
He's
time.
My best friend.
Well, did you use mostly local actors and actresses, I assume?
Everybody's from the area, from St. Louis. But we had, you know, some cast from quite a ways away. Chris Johnson lived outside of Peoria, I think. So he would drive from Peoria to Washington every weekend to come and film with Trinka.
Quite a commitment.
Yes, and huge commitment there. And but that was one of the reasons why I wanted to use local talent for a couple reasons. Number one is every time you see Midwesterners in a film, they always, you know, speak with a drawl and you know, where
it's missing teeth.
Exactly. You know, chewing tobacco, you know, just that whole thing. And
people on the coast don't realize that we're not all like that. Some of us are, but most of us are not.
So precisely. It's the Midwestern folks that I know. I've been to Florida. I've been to Texas. I've been to Los Angeles. The people out there really don't strike me that different as the people from here, but they think we are.
I wanted to demonstrate that. I've lived on both coasts.
So you
we don't think Midwesterners are hicks. We just don't know you guys exist.
No.
Flyover country. Flyover country. That's the Midwest.
I actually had to explain to one of my friends where Illinois was when we moved out here.
Really? They didn't know.
No. So really, it's New York. It's not that far away.
Well, Trinka, this is not your first film, correct?
It's the first full length, but no, not the first filming experience.
Well, what are some of your other credits?
The very first thing I was in was actually an informational video for the KCI Institute in Portland, Oregon.
Okay. What is the KCI Institute?
It is it's a hospital for eye surgeries.
Okay.
When I was 11, I got cast. And they called it Katie Goes to the Eye Hospital. And it was basically so that kids who had to go in for eye surgery would know what to expect.
Okay.
And
okay.
I had a little imaginary friend. Well, it was a stuffed animal that spoke to me that I interacted with in this movie.
So like Donnie Darko.
It wasn't a giant rabbit. It was a small stuffed animal. But sure, if you'd like to make that
joke. Well, that's similar to your role in the year after Infection where you had the friend. And
right.
Yeah, okay. Well, then the neck carried over. Okay.
I've also been in several Webster student films. I was a Webster University student, so
okay.
I kind of had some connections and went to auditions. And most of the time, I end up with the character that's very innocent or innocent appearing that kills someone. I'm somehow got into that niche.
The innocent looking girl who kills someone.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the baby eyes.
Because you gotta admit, an innocent little girl killing someone is way more frightening than a big guy with skins.
That's the man bites dog scenario. Yeah. Exactly.
So I'm scarier.
Oh yeah, you're terrifying.
Fear me.
Or perhaps with the right makeup. So local actors, local actresses, self-financed. What are some of the hurdles that you ran into, some of the difficulties, some of the problems during production?
Well, the seasons, I mean, you know, just thematically wanting to actually do spring, summer, fall, winter.
And I guess you have to film them in their respective seasons.
Exactly. Well, we try to anyway. I mean, we tended to run a little bit late on getting done, but we tried to keep everything. We at least started in the season that we were shooting. I mean, we shot for 56 weekends, you know, from one cast to the next. And so there was that. There was literally when we were doing winter, we were chasing snow. I mean, that was one of the reasons why we wound up filming all over the place, was because it would snow in, you know, Vandalia, and we would go and we would shoot what scenes we could out there. And then, you know, it would snow in Hannibal, and we would drive up there and shoot. And then literally for just the last sequence, we didn't know if we were going to see snow again. And, you know, we're just hoping. And finally,
okay,
we get the snow and we, you know, pack everybody up and run out to Forestell to shoot that last bit.
Let's go ahead and stop there. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about maybe a few more of the difficulties, but more importantly, more of the fun that you folks had during the filming of the Raptor Infection. This is James Strong. Goodbye.
Classic Travel and Cruises is a full-service travel agency offering assistance with cruises, tours, all-inclusive packages, destination weddings, business trips, group travel, mission trips, and so much more. Our staff travel to the resorts and hotels we offer to our clients, which enables us to provide you with first-hand knowledge that cannot be found in brochures or websites. Classic Travel and Cruises on the Boulevard in Lake St. Louis. ClassicTravelSTL.com. Classic Travel and Cruises.
Imagine waking up on Christmas morning to a shiny new bicycle. For great Christmas gift ideas, come into Revolution Cycles. We have bicycles for your kids and bicycles for the kid in you. Pick from a great selection of bicycles by Fuji, Cannondale, Felt, and GT. Revolution Cycles also has a great selection of clothing and accessories for kids on up to the cycling enthusiast. Take advantage of our Christmas layaway. For a Christmas to remember, Revolution Cycles. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 8, Saturday, 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Call them at 390-9999 or online at rev-cycles.com.
Can't find that perfect craft beer? The O'Fallon Brewery has it. O'Fallon Brewery offers 5 different flagship craft beers: O'Fallon Smoked Porter, O'Fallon Weech, the exotic Hemp Hopperye, the original O'Fallon Gold Golden Ale, and my favorite, O'Fallon 5-Day IPA. Try O'Fallon seasonal beers too. Craft beers from the O'Fallon Brewery. Look for them at your supermarket, restaurant, or drinking establishment.